Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. So look, I want to see what you guys have been learning throughout this season. So now it's pop quiz time. Time for you to put on your thinking caps and show me what you got. Let me ask you a question. What was the longest run from scrimmage? Who did it? What game? I'll give you a chance to think about this. Oh, no, no, not you in the back. Let's go to you. Did you come up with Jalen Richard in New Orleans? So let's take a look at this belly play. One back formation, tight end, strong left. Look at the number of guys in the box. With Lee Smith and tight end, advantage, Oakland Raiders. It's going to be very simple. What I love most about these plays, there's nothing fancy about it. It's mano a mano, man versus man. Strong man's going to win. And Jalen Richard is going to hit it up in the gap. And watch, he's not even touched. He's in the secondary. Let's take a look. Notice Feliciano, good block. Look at that hole. Even Seth Roberts on the next level. Crabtree gets involved. And the rest is up to the pocket rocket. Jalen Richard, 75 yards for the score.
He's gone! One guy can catch him, 20, 10, 5, touchdown!
So if you answer New Orleans, Jalen Richard, good one. Question number two, longest pass play from scrimmage. What do you think? I'll give you a hint. Happened in the fourth quarter. Not that long ago. Did you guess Alawale? Let's take a look. Fourth quarter, Houston Texans playing in Mexico City. What makes this formation so special and so difficult to decipher is the fact that we've got our wide receiver, Amari Cooper, in the backfield. So automatically, the Houston Texans defense is thinking that's something up. But the great thing about this offensive line is they gave Derek Carr time to figure out where to go with the ball. Now watch how this play develops. Alawale, before we start, is going to run a simple wheel route, come out and up, and is going to be uncovered. Watch the corner at the lower screen. Watch Carr's eyes. He looks over to Coop. He jumps. He bites on the route. Leaves Alawale free on the second level. Alawale makes a safety miss, 75 yards for the score.
Look at the big fullback go! Touchdown! Raiders!
Last question for the day. Multiple choice. You can even write in your own answer. There's a term I used to use all the time. Grown man football. Clutch play. Can you think of one? I can think of many. But which one stands out to you? I'll give you a moment to think about it. I got one for you. Let's take a look. This play right here stood out to me the most. Fourth down, overtime, couple minutes left. We don't get this first down. Tampa Bay gets the ball midfield. Who knows what could happen? This works out so well because everyone is exhausted, both sides of the ball. But watch how much time Derek Carr has to find Seth Roberts, and grown man football takes over. They even bring a blitz, so you got one free. It's man, one in the hole. Seth Roberts splits two tacklers. On the way to the end zone, game over, let's get on the plane and go home. That's grown man football. So what do all those exciting plays mean? It just means that we're having a good season, but we still got plenty of work to do. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. I'll see you next week.